Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you. Whoa.
Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So here we go. All right, we're talking about when to put up Christmas lights. And I love seeing lights. I don't think we have enough Christmas lights up. I don't think we have enough Hanukkah lights. I don't think we celebrate enough. And the holidays are too quick. They just go by too quickly. So I put up our lights outside. And I did it kind of early. And one is because I don't want to wait till after Thanksgiving. Is that when you're supposed to put up your lights after Thanksgiving? That's how it used to be. So if it's a late Thanksgiving and then Christmas comes on the 25th, you're only getting 3 weeks out of your lights. And some people are spending big bucks on what they're putting out there. So I want to get as much bang for your buck. And I live in a neighborhood where there's like a homeowners association. I don't know if you guys have homeowners associations. Well, the homeowners associations come around and go, all right, you know, it's June. You got to take down your Christmas lights. So you only really get a month or two of enjoying your lights. So I put up lights the other day. And what I did is I got a big snowman, and then I had a lot of blue and white lights, and I had little icicles. And so it basically encompassed everything as much as I could. And I love my husband to death. He's my husband. But I got to tell you, we were this close to getting divorced. Now, it shouldn't be like this. But I watch our neighbors, and I've watched this for years. If you don't hire somebody and you do it yourself, you are probably going to be facing divorce court by the time you're done putting up Christmas lights. So how do you do it without getting divorced? There's got to be a way to do it. And I think I've figured it out. Number one is tell your husband to leave and only be available when you need them to. Okay, so if you're going to be hanging them up on the roof area, yeah, I hate to propagate stereotypes, but I do like him doing that kind of work. Not because I can't do it. I don't mind it. It's because he's got this relationship with the ladder. And if I do anything to hurt the ladder or his tools, it's a big deal. So I'm like, you know what? Fine. If you don't want me touching the ladder, if you don't want me touching the tools, it's all yours. Well, what I did is I completely dissected him out. I surgically removed the husband out of the Christmas light decorating. And I'm like, we're not going to do any roof stuff. All right, I got this big, huge inflatable snowman, which, by the way, that's a great way to save money on lights and decorate really cool without breaking your neck putting up Christmas lights. So it's like an 8-foot snowman. I bought a bunch of them now. I'm going to have a party and I'm going to decorate and I'll just put all these blow ups. I think blow ups are great. Stop the laughing. Okay, we're talking about blow up snowman. Okay, let's keep it clean. Then the lights can just go around the bushes and you could decorate the bushes and you could decorate the trees. And then if you have a tree with some branches, and you could go ahead and put stuff in the tree. You don't necessarily have to focus everything on the roof. Now, I do love roof lights, especially the old school retro. When I see a house that has the red, the blue, the yellow, the green, big, huge bulbs, I love that. Because, you know, that brings up your childhood. It brings up, you know, the houses you saw. And nowadays, there's these LED lights, which are super bright and really crisp colors. And it's really, really cool, you know, to see that. So the houses that do that is great. By the way, there was a house in my neighborhood that did red, white, and blue lights. Very cool. And had two American flags. They were really, really proud. You also have proud Jews. You have proud Christians, proud Catholics. I love it. Show your pride. We're not afraid. You could threaten us. You could, you know, this is my home. I'm proud of who I am. And I'm not apologetic. And, you know, I love celebrating Hanukkah. I love celebrating Christmas. This is who I am. If you don't like it, up yours. But you end up fighting. Now, why would you even get to that point where you start to, you know, nearly get divorced? Because Christmas lights get tangled. And they get tangled. And then they don't go where it needs to. And then I had a timer and I had a power strip that was green and it was supposed to, and nothing worked. It didn't work. And so now I have all these lights strung, finally untangled. It took me about 4 hours to do. I know some of you guys saw it and you're like, really? That took you 4 hours? It did, because 2 hours of which was untangling the lights. So how do you not get divorced putting up Christmas lights? Okay, number one, like I said, try to figure out how you can only have one person in charge. Okay, and in this case, it's going to be me. Number two is try to detangle ahead of time. By when you do remove the Christmas lights, don't just rip them all and throw them in a box. Now, people ask, Dr. Dahlia, what is the physics behind something entangling when you don't tangle it yourself? I think there's gremlins. Because my hair straightener tangles, my curling iron cord tangles, my dental floss tangles, even tampon strings. For some reason, anything that has a string, or it tangles. And so, yeah, your Christmas lights tangle. Don't ask how. I think they're just gremlins that just do things to it. So why don't you put them back in the box? Now, I don't have the boxes, so find a box. Number three is, you could do different things with the lights. There's these lights where they'll shine on the wall and they'll do little caricatures or cartoons or images of snowflakes or something. Those are fantastic. Now you decorated a whole wall without having to use Christmas lights. So that's pretty cool. You can always hire somebody. I think, you know, I just don't do that because one is I don't have enough lights because the lights are expensive too. And number two is I kind of like to do it myself. Now, even if it looks, you know, bad. But it was cool because some of the Golden Knights guys that live in our neighborhood checked it out. They're like, that's pretty good. I was like, yeah, pretty, pretty cool score. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So a fifth of kids are estimated to be taking sleeping pills or sleeping aids. We're talking kids. Kids are on sleeping pills. Now, I've spoken a lot about insomnia in the adult population and the teenage population. I've spoken about how we have a sleeping pill epidemic. People are using Ambien, Valium, Xanax, Unisom, Tylenol PM nightly. And the average adult has trouble falling asleep. But the kids... Now, we've spoken about pediatric melatonin use for a while. Prior to that, we were talking about pediatric Benadryl use. How many parents said, look, I need some sleep, so I give my kid Benadryl? I go, well, you need sleep. Why are you giving your kid Benadryl? Because my kid's up and he keeps me up. And so what we've been doing is we've started to brew a younger population that is now dependent on sleep aids. Now, I'm actually questioning this one-fifth. I even think it's higher, but let me tell you the latest. They say nearly 20% of 5 to 13-year-olds are taking melatonin, according to researchers from the University of Colorado Boulder. Now, it's a smaller study. They looked at 993 children from 1 to 13 years old and found use of the hormone significantly increased with age. Overall, in the previous 30 days, 40% of kids had consumed melatonin. Now it's up to 40%. I told you it was higher. The prevalence of melatonin, though, was highest among the 10 to 13-year-olds, and the parents reported about 20% had taken melatonin. So they're saying that melatonin isn't necessarily harmful to children. I think it is. But much more research needs to be done before we can state with confidence that it is safe for kids to take long term. No child should be taking sleeping pills. What the hell is going on with the average 5-6-year-old? Okay, so when I went to bed, I remember doing homework, even as a 6-year-old. I was a super student. I was just, that was just me, don't ask. And if there wasn't homework, I would make stuff up. I just wanted to do work. I'm a workaholic. So I was an idiot as a kid. But I still fell asleep. I was exhausted. I did not like stuffed toys. I was never able to sleep with a stuffed toy. I could sleep with the cats in my bed or a dog. Could not sleep with a stuffed toy. So if you or grandma or grandpa or somebody gave your kid a stuffed toy, ask if the kid can sleep with that toy. Because sometimes the kid is afraid to say something because it was a Christmas gift or whatever. I would get it the hell out of the bed. Especially when they have a beak and it's sharp or whatever. Next is, you know, when we were kids or growing up, we were exhausted. Why? Because we played outside. Because we weren't on a computer. We were limited with TV time. We ate a more balanced meal. If these kids are getting sugar and soda pop at dinner, they're going to be jacked up before they go to sleep. If they're watching TV, if they're on the computer, if they're doing YouTube, if they're TikTok. So you got to get rid of the electronics, even for the 5-year-olds. You got to get rid of the crappy food. Feed them some turkey. Well, my kid doesn't like turkey. Make them like turkey. I bought turkey that looked like ground beef. We didn't tell the kids, made burgers with it. They're like, these are kind of yummy. They taste different, but they're not bad. They're good. They're turkey. Go to sleep. What is also causing your kid to stay up? Always take them to a medical provider for them to figure it out. But what does your night look like? Are you and your partner yelling at each other? Is there loud music? Is there a lot of stress going on? You need to take the last 2 hours of the day and turn it into a relaxation time. We're going to shut off the lights. We're going to read a story. We're going to talk, you know, and maybe bath time, lavender bath. Start cooling down the house. Get rid of the LED lights. No computers, no phones. Those are off at 8, maybe 7. You could have a little bit of milk. You could have a little bit of water. No soda pop. And no sweets. And maybe try to wind them down. Now, some kids are like, I need to sleep with mommy and daddy. I can't sleep. The parents always ask me, is that bad when your child asks to come to bed and crash with you? No, it's not. I mean, if they're 16, it's odd. But when your younger child can't sleep and they want to come into bed with you guys, once in a while, it's totally fine. I think it's totally fine. And so we cannot go to the melatonin. Now, the melatonin is a system that is in play for our sleep-wake cycle. And the reason why we have that hormone is because when the rooster would cock-a-doodle-doo in the morning, we would get up. When the sunlight came in, you're up. But then at night, because there wasn't a lot of artificial light and you might have had some flickering candles, you were outside. There was starlight. There was moonlight. It triggers something in your brain. We're animals at our core. Now, I understand it's getting cold or sometimes it's hot or there's a lot of bugs, but maybe sit outside with the kids. You know, some kids sleep really well when you go camping. Why? Because, again, no TVs, and they're out there with the stars and the moon and all that. Now, some of us can't sleep because there's no bed. But maybe take the kids outside. Grab a blankie, sit outside, look at the stars, talk about your day, and see if you can get that melatonin naturally induced. You don't necessarily need to use a artificial hormone. The problem we also have is melatonin is coming in very tasty gummies. These gummies taste like candy. And we now have moved kids from Flintstones vitamins, which I thought were yummy growing up as a kid, to gummy vitamins. Kids are getting gummy fiber. They're getting gummy melatonin. They're getting gummy vitamins. These kids could be getting into it themselves. They may be craving sugar so badly that they're going and taking melatonin when you don't know about it. We shouldn't be doing medications as candy. That is one of the stupidest things I've ever seen. Meanwhile, kids are taking medications, and God forbid, like we just saw with a celebrity's daughter, got something that was fentanyl-laced and died of an overdose. We want to get our kids away from medication. We don't want to be thrusting our kids towards the pharmaceutical world if they don't need it. So my advice is to relook at what's happening with your kids' day. And I get it. It's much easier to give them something for sleep. This way they go to sleep and then you go to sleep. But I think all of you need to get your sleep issues evaluated. If we have kids whose melatonin system that is developing and their circadian rhythm cycles that are developing and evolving as they age, getting screwed up and interfered with melatonin gummies, you are going to be giving, you are raising them to be dependent on pills when they're teenagers, when they're adults, when they're grown-ups. Kids need to learn how to sleep the normal way. And so I'm very, very grateful to these researchers in Colorado for bringing this to our attention. We've known a lot of kids have been taking medication. Back in 2017-2018, only 1.3% of U.S. parents reported that their children consumed melatonin in the past month. To see that go up now to 40%, now some people say, well, you could use seaweed, you could use of incense. I talk to your medical provider about what the best way to do it is. Some kids with incense might get allergies and start sneezing and all that. But how much is too much? If your child needs at least one pill or one medicinal intervention a week to sleep, that's too much. They're having a problem that needs to be addressed. Is it also that they had fried food at dinner? Some of these kids are getting reflux. So they ate a bunch of chicken fingers and tater tots and mac and cheese. So when they go to bed, now they have acid reflux. Is it that your kid has sleep apnea? Are their tonsils big? Are they overweight? Kids get sleep apnea too. All this stuff needs to be checked out. But in the meantime, shut off the TV, shut off the lights, let them sit outside, get some moonlight, read them a bedtime story. Maybe let them listen to some soothing music, lower the temperature, lavender bath. But for the love of God, we've got to get off these sleeping pills, unless, of course, it's doctor or nurse practitioner or PA supervised. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. The Israeli military intensifying its efforts to eliminate the presence of Hamas terrorists in the labyrinth of tunnels beneath Gaza City. China's president coming to the U.S. this week to meet up with Joe Biden in the city by the bay, San Francisco. California Governor Gavin Newsom said they are trying to get all of the homeless people off the streets so China's president doesn't have to look at them. Five U.S. service members were killed Friday evening after their aircraft suffered a mishap and crashed into the eastern Mediterranean Sea. The wave of attacks and intimidation enough for the Biden administration. They told colleges they must unequivocally condemn anti-Semitic and Islamophobic incidents on campus. If they don't, they could lose federal funding. Corey Myers, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen and Daniel, our producer. So we have a 15-year-old niece who died buying fentanyl-laced Percocet. Not my niece, but the Hill star, Adrena Patridge. And I apologize, I don't watch The Hills, so I don't know too well much about the star. But what has made headlines is her 15-year-old niece died from buying Percocet on Snapchat that ended up being fentanyl laced. She was only 15 years old. Police are now looking at who could have supplied the narcotics. And her death has been ruled a narcotic overdose. I don't know how these kids are getting Percocet on Snapchat. I have a Snapchat account. I never go on it. It's what kind of the younger kids do. It's because older people are on Facebook, right? Millennials are on Instagram. The Z's are on Instagram. But Snapchat, a little bit more private for them. Not everything stays and lasts in the system forever because I think it erases. And so the younger generation loves that format. I just don't know how somebody is getting to the kids, getting them to take a medication, buy it from them through Snapchat, figure out how to meet and get it, who knows, and then that child being poisoned and killed. This is one of the scariest things I have heard when it comes to social media. And it's been going on for a while now, but it's still happening. Law enforcement is trying to figure out how the 15-year-old girl was able to get the drugs. And back in 2022, our opioid death, overdose death rate, rose to 74,000 people. Double than 2019. Now, many of you aren't able to get any pain medication because our overdose death crisis and narcotic crisis has been blamed on doctors. The rules went in 2016 to severely limit. It was happening for a while, but we were severely limited with writing narcotics as of 2016. And in fact, I haven't written one narcotic since 2016. Because I ended up closing my practice, I ended up teaching, worked for telemedicine company. You don't do narcotics in any of those settings. So I don't, you don't prescribe them. So if many doctors haven't been prescribing since 2016, can somebody please explain to me why the opioid deaths are doubling or tripling? It's not the doctors. We have entities, whether it's coming across our border from international players like China or just evil people out there killing our kids. And now some of you have asked, why Percocet? You've taken a Percocet and you felt like crap afterwards. I've taken a Percocet once. I had a breast biopsy back in 2002. And we thought I had breast cancer. And I had to have an intraductal, it ended up being an intraductal papilloma, so I had surgery. And boy, did my breast hurt. And my doctor gave me 800 milligrams ibuprofen, and he gave me Percocet, 5 milligrams, the lowest level of Percocet. The 800 ibuprofen worked really well for pain. That I told myself, I don't need the pain pill. The problem is I was in pain, and taking 800 milligrams every 8 hours, three times a day, started to make me nervous about my kidneys. So I decided to take a Percocet that was given to me by the doctor for the breast pain, and see if that controlled the pain. It didn't. I was still in pain, but I felt loopy. And it wasn't a fun loopy. You know, my kids were, you know, younger. I had a baby. My son was born, this might have been 2003. But I had a young infant son. Luckily, I wasn't breastfeeding him at the time. And I'm like, okay, the ibuprofen's a much better pain medication. But then what I started to do was cut the ibuprofen in half because I just didn't want to hurt my kidneys and my stomach and the heart with that high a dose. And so I learned early on, but maybe some people like that loopiness. Some people might get that high from narcotics with the Percocet that they don't get from a Lortab. And the oxycodone is a much higher strength than the hydrocodone. And so people go straight to Percocets. They've been making jokes about this in the younger generations now for decades. And so people will take a Percocet because they think it helps them eat less. They think it helps them feel better. It might get rid of their menstrual cramps. It might make them feel good enough to go to school. People get a little bit of a buzz on some of these narcotics. And so individuals, predators, prey on this. It's just, I don't understand why somebody would want to lace it with fentanyl and kill them. Now, it could be that person's stupid. It could be that the criminal wants you to buy such a strong, potent product from them that they'll add a little bit of extra of something else to it so you like it and then reach out to them again. It could be a marketing sales thing. But I also believe that there are people out there that really want to kill. And this is what's happening when we don't know. This is what's happening when we're in bed at night thinking our kid took some melatonin. They're on Snapchat being preyed upon. Now, Snapchat needs to do a better job making sure nobody is approaching somebody for drugs. But you meet strangers on these. People meet their future partners on social media, on Instagram, Facebook. It's rather than going to the bar or putting an ad out on the Penny Saver, this is where people meet people. And kids are very social. If nobody's having a kegger at the parents' house, because no parents are out of town these days and everybody's working from home, so you can't go to somebody's house to hang out, they're hanging out online. And here you are breaking your arm, having spinal stenosis, diabetic neuropathy, and you can't get anything for pain because they're blaming what's happening, not on Snapchat, not on the border, not on criminal elements, but on your dentist, on your internist. It's flipping ridiculous, and it's scary. And what's also scary is that a child who's 15, may she rest in peace, felt the need to take a strong narcotic to either get high or get through the day. If your kids are already getting narcotics, now you have kids that are going to need rehab or they're going to go on heroin later. Everybody says, oh, this gateway drug, it's not a gateway drug. Everything's a gateway drug. Your dopamine, the way your brain works, wants more and more. A candied apple can start an eating disorder. That is how these things work. Our brains, you cannot fight your brain to that degree unless you have amazing willpower or you look for the dangers. Now, you, and I know if you tell your average 15-year-old kid or 16-year-old kid, don't do that, they're going to be like, yeah, bite me. Well, that's what we said in the 80s. But show your kids that people are dying. Oh, but I trust this person. I trust this person. Really? Where does this person? You know, there's people out there that make smoothies, mushroom smoothies. How do you know who's giving that to you, where they're getting it from? 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
In a world where financial landscapes can change rapidly, safeguarding your savings and retirement accounts is paramount. Direct Bullion USA is more than just the number one rated gold bullion dealer in America. We're your trusted partner in navigating the uncertainties of hyperinflation and political upheaval around the world. Direct Bullion USA can provide you with the knowledge and resources to fortify your financial stability and protect what matters most. Call us now at 888-787-GOLD. Precious metals like gold and silver have been a safe haven investment for hundreds of years. Get started when you call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold investing starter kit today. All it takes is one call to 888-787-GOLD. Take control of your retirement and protect your future with Direct Bullion USA. Call 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
All right, everybody, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're going to be talking today about how insurance rates are going up. Healthcare costs, we believe your insurance premiums may be rising 7% from the Kaiser Family Foundation report. Some reports are saying 8.5%. But we're in Medicare annual enrollment, and covering your health care costs and figuring out the right insurance plan is crucial. So for those of you who qualify for Medicare, you definitely want to listen up. And joining us next is Bobby Hunter, Senior Vice President for Medicare Advantage, United Healthcare, to talk to us today about some of your options. Bobby, thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, we really do appreciate you. We really do. So we only have a few weeks left. Talk to us about Medicare annual enrollment.
Yeah, you know, well, to start, selecting the right Medicare plan can be one of those most important decisions a person makes, but not only for their health, you mentioned it, also for their wallet. As a reminder, the Medicare annual enrollment period will end on December 7th. It's coming up right around the corner. And this is a great time to review new Medicare plan options and confirm you still have the right coverage for next year in case maybe you've had a change in your health status or financial situation. This is the time to be taking a look and making sure you have the right plan for 2024.
So true. And Medicare is limited in some of the benefits that they cover, which is why Medicare Advantage plans, such as One United offers, will fill in the gaps. Talk to us about what those gaps are.
Yeah, absolutely. And maybe, you know, kind of a good way to think about it is, you know, how do we even narrow down the choices of all the ones you have available to you? I think focusing in a few key areas can really help narrow the focus and make this process simpler. So one, you know, to start with, confirming that your doctors and hospitals are in network for whatever plan you're considering, and that can make sure that you have access to the most affordable, high-quality care. You know, one example for United Healthcare is we offer Medicare Advantage's largest national provider network now across even more plans. So that means wherever you are in the country, members can pay in-network costs, so your co-pays, deductibles, et cetera, when seeing any of our more than 1 million care providers. Another important point is making sure that your medications are covered. Even if you're not shopping for a new plan, making sure that your regular prescriptions will still be covered next year, really, really important. That'll make sure that your co-pays are as low as possible to get all those medications that you need to stay healthy and stay doing your best. Lastly, maybe don't forget about all the extra benefits. You know, you mentioned that Medicare Advantage often provides more. Well, people are surprised to learn sometimes original Medicare doesn't typically cover things like dental, vision, and hearing. However, most Medicare Advantage plans do and more. So really important that people take advantage.
Absolutely. Bobby Hunter is Senior Vice President of Medicare Advantage at United Healthcare. There's supposed to be some changes in 2024, some new features, benefits. What do you know about those that you could share with us?
Yeah, so great question. What I would say is many plans are actually coming out with features designed to simplify your healthcare experience. Another great reason why you should be researching and making sure you understand your options. At United Healthcare, we are particularly focused on delivering a seamless experience for our members. That means making benefits easy to access and easy to use. Maybe one example, you know, we know our members are loving United Healthcare U-Card. This is our all-in-one card that truly opens doors to what matters most in healthcare, whether it's going to the doctor's office, checking in at the pharmacy, or spending your eligible benefits. The U-Card does it all. It's also fully integrated with your online portal and your digital app. It's all about making healthcare simple for people.
So true. Where can my listeners find out more information?
Yeah, a lot of great resources out there. For more on just general education about Medicare, you can visit gettoknowmedicare.com. And for more on United Healthcare plans specifically, you can visit UHCMedicareHealthPlans.com.
Well, we really appreciate this, Bobby. Any other information you want to share with our listeners?
I think, you know, again, great time to be shopping, great time to be looking. Don't hesitate to call and, you know, get your support to make sure you land in the right plan for 2024.
Well, we appreciate all you do, all United Healthcare does, and thank you for making this process easier. Can't wait to have you back.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, I spoke to a group of women yesterday. It was the Women's League at Temple Beth Shalom, and we didn't start talking about insurance. We talked about costs. We talked about medication shortages, and it's a topic that you just can't limit in a short period of time. Obviously, it's and it could be pretty overwhelming. So we understand that it's not easy, and the enrollment period ends December 7th, so that you have coverage by January 1st. And if for those of you who are frustrated that Medicare doesn't cover everything, you putting the money in, you working, you putting in your due news. It's okay to be frustrated by that. Unfortunately, we can't change the Medicare system, and we can't tell the government to, you know, do what's right. And so we are very grateful that private insurance companies are stepping up to try to fill in the gaps of certain medications, of deductibles, etc. And my patients who had, because I closed my practice in 2016, the ones who had the Medicare Advantage plan, I got to tell you, were a lot happier and had less stress. And it's frustrating because nobody wants to think about what their medical needs are going to be. And for those of you going, I don't want to jinx myself. I don't want to jinx myself. I get that. I came from a family who said, don't think about it or talk about it because you'll jinx yourself. In fact, my father didn't have life insurance. Now, he couldn't afford it. That's my guess. But he said, no, don't talk to me about it. It's bad luck talking to it's bad luck. It's bad luck having life insurance. What the hell? When he died, may he rest in peace, no money for nothing. You know, luckily we covered all the expenses, I get that some people out there are, I don't want to talk about it, I don't want to think about it. The more I think about it, then bad things happen. You got to get over that thinking when it comes to preparing for your health. Because the one thing I can guarantee to all of you, including myself, is we're not going to be on this earth forever. And when that time comes, it could be quick or it could be a slow process. And if you want to really slow down that process, you want to be up on your preventative stuff and nip things that are early in the butt. And that, I think it's bud, but I'll sometimes say butt. Remember the tush push yesterday with the Raiders? Chris Collins ever said you got to do the tush push? All right. You could use butt if you want, but we nip it in the butt. And so there's a lot of choices. My husband and I are right now looking at, because we're not Medicare age, we're looking at the private insurance. And we don't work for a company that pays for health insurance. And I got to tell you, I'm going to buy some top ramen, you know, for the next couple dinners at night. It's expensive. 8% my foot. It's going up more. Why is health insurance going up? Well, because these health insurance companies are being asked to pay for Wegovy and these other medications for weight loss, which are thousands of dollars a month. There's new cancer medications. There's new dementia, Alzheimer's medications. And we want insurance to cover it. There's CAT scan screening that has been now increased for people with lung cancer. So, and there's more people that are requiring things. Because now that they have to cover for pre-existing conditions, healthy people are waiting. And they're like, I think something's coming down the pike. Now I'm going to start paying my dues or now pay premiums. So the insurance world is changing where it is going to be unsustainable. I just don't want us going to socialized medicine. I think socialized medicine is going to be the biggest mistake. But right now, fortunately, you know, we still have options for y'all. So check it out. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.